Good evening, everyone. I'm greeting you and everybody else around the world now from our new studios at our offices in Robina Town Centre. We're still settling in. Lee and the team have got the studio working, but working through things in settling in the office. And Brother Jerry's message for November has been really, really exciting for us. Because in the move that we have been between our offices across in Burleigh to here, we have received such great favour from the movers, from the contractors who've been renovating our new offices, that it just flows in line with his message for November, which he has entitled Saturated with Favour. And I want to thank all those contractors and all our partners and friends who've been praying for us. And friends have helped us move it in. We're looking forward to welcoming you, if you're in the Robina area, to come and be with us. And so I wanted to minister on Brother Jerry's message for November, which is saturated with favor. I want to read to you the word for 2022, or our preamble to it. And God told him that this year will be the year of the open hand of God. And those that are expecting it will receive unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision if they will not be shaken by the chaos and disorder happening in the world today. Very true. And as you know, and if you've been following us on podcasts, I start every one of the podcasts with my confession of faith every day. In 2022, I'm expecting to see and to experience the open hand of God pouring out, giving freely and making provision for me in the midst of disorder and chaos. Well, we've had some disorder and chaos as we've moved across into offices. Anybody who moved home will understand that. But it's been going great. And so now God has poured out his blessings upon us. Things have come to fruition now that we're actually in. And people sometimes will ask me, Ian, I say, Ian, why would God do these things for me? Why would God do supernaturally for me? Well, my answer to that is, why wouldn't he? And I want you to go to Romans 8:32, a little bit different to what I originally wanted to start with, but we need to understand why God does things for us and why he will. Romans 8:32 says this in the King James, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? You don't understand that God paid the greatest price for you and I. And when we go through things, we need to go back to the cross. We need to go back to the cross and see the sacrifice and the gift that God gave us in order that we may live a successful life. I want to encourage you to tonight not to back out, to shrink back from your expectation of God's good. Goodness and grace flowing to you. In fact, I want to encourage you, as Brother Jerry does, to step forward into more, to believe for more, for greater prosperity. Even in this time of year and of state of the world that we live in, we've got to believe for more, because greater prosperity, success, and favor is because it's a biblical principle. It's success, it's biblical. And you know what? You could do more when you have for the kingdom than when you have not. So I want to encourage you tonight to do that, so that the blessings will overflow you and flow onto others. Proverbs 11, 24, 25 in the Passion Translation says this, generosity brings prosperity, but withholding from charity brings poverty. It goes on to say, those who live to bless others will have blessings heaped upon them, and the one who pours out his life to pour out blessings will be saturated with favor. Amazing. Amazing when you think about the Passion Translation and just that saturation with favor. I believe that as the world is getting darker, we're going to need God's favor more and more. There may be turmoil and chaos, as you see on TV. We really shouldn't spend our time watching that. We should spend our time in the Word, but we are natural. We see some of these things. But God is merciful, kind, and gracious. He will pour out his favor upon us with his power, using his power on yours and mine behalf. Amen. Brother Jerry declared in his tape that I listened to, he said, I declare that the favor of God is about to manifest in your life and turn the worst of times into the best of times. I believe that when the apostle, our man of God, speaks life, we need to receive that and say, yes, I'll receive it. God's favor is going to bring us out of any situations that maybe that would ruin those that are living in the world. But God is predisposed to show favor to you and I, his children. Amen. We will not suffer the results that are happening in the world, but because we're going over and not under. God will show himself strong on behalf of his children and those who serve him. Psalm 37:19 in the NIV says this: in times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. 37:19 in the NIV. It says we will enjoy plenty in the times of famine. I believe that we will do that, even with greater adversity as it approaches. I mean, if you listen to the news, they say everything is going wrong. And I want to tell you tonight, everything is going right for those that are in the kingdom. But it will take more than just human endeavor. It is going to take the favor of God in a greater measure to bring us to the victory that God desires for us like never before. Psalm 5:12 in the Amplified says this: thank God you have this promise. That's my promise for me. And I get up and I think about it in the morning and I think, thank you for your word, Lord. In Psalm 5:12, Amplified. For you, Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him who is upright and in right standing with you. Listen to this, church. As with a shield, you will surround him with favor. Being surrounded by God's favor means to be completely enveloped by him. And that really sounds like the other word would be saturated with the favor of God. We need to start believing, expecting, and declaring. You know, one of Diane and I's favorite phrases is, God does good things for Ian and Diane every morning. I wake up expecting the mercies of God to go before me and surround me with favor. But one of the things I found as I was thinking about Brother Jerry's message and about this word of God on favor is, how do we experience more of favor that he talks about? And I suddenly realized that if I can align myself with God and his heart and nature of giving, we're going to walk in greater favor. Proverbs 11:27 in the New Living Translation says this: if you search for good, you will find God's favor. The Passion Translator says this, Passion Translator of that verse: living your life seeking what is good for others brings untold favor. And I wonder, how often do we seek the good of others? Do we think of others before we think of ourselves? I'm not judging anybody, we're all the same. But if we think as God thinks, always for that other person, things are going to happen in our lives. So Galatians 6:10 in the Amplified says this: so then as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good to all people. Be mindful to be a blessing. Be mindful to be a blessing. Now, about 5 years ago when we were leading Heritage Church, used to take our leadership away. And about 5 years ago, we were away and Andrew Stone was leading the session and we sat down in the morning session. And he said, okay, Pastor Ian, what's your heart for the meeting? What is your heart for the next move of God that he wants for the church? And I hadn't had it encapsulated, but as he said it, up out of my heart, I heard these words come: how can I make your life more beautiful today? And that is still resounding in my heart when I think about being a blessing to other people. On the back of that came the theme that we would have the kindest church ever, because people outside are hurting. People need to be treated with kindness, to be brought in with love and kindness, both into the church, but also into Jerry Savelle Ministries. How can JSMI, Jerry Savelle Ministries, make your life a little bit more beautiful today? How can we share the word? How can we help you in some manner? We're not your pastors, but we're here to feed you the word, to help you become the winners in life that you're meant to be. And I like to say it this way, it's seed time and principle. Showing favor to someone will bring favor back to your life. And so having studied this, I've realized that we need to be consumed with an attitude of generosity. We need to be generous people as Christians. We need to be generous people as Jerry Savelle Ministry staff to those who come in. To be looking for opportunities to bless you whether it be a phone call, whether it's a letter, whatever it would be. And you know what? When Brother Jerry prayed for Diane and I back in 1998 at the Brisbane Convention with Brother Copeland, he prayed for us and to set us into ministry. And that was back 24 years ago now, 25 years coming up in April. And I don't remember the prayer, the fullness of the prayer, but I remember the last things he said over us. He said, "Lord, let the favor that is upon me be upon them." And Diane and I have walked in that favor. And it's not a question of trying to twist God's arm because we want to give things to people to have things come back to us. But it's an attitude of gratefulness and a surrendered heart that God is so, so wonderful to Diane and I. Paul says this about God's heart towards you and I who give. 2 Corinthians 9:7 in the Amplified. "For God loves, he takes pleasure in prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do giver whose heart is in his giving." As a ministry and as a couple and as Christians, our heart needs to be in our giving. An attitude of generosity should flavor everything that we do, church. In the next verse down, I think it is, he said, "Favor comes to you in abundance." Comes in 2 Corinthians 9, I think it's verse 8. Then in verse 11, he says this in that scripture passage. He says, "Because of this, then you will be enriched in all things in every way." I want to be enriched in all things so that I may give to my family, may give to my friends, etc., etc. In Jesus' name, I want that. So what about you? Do you want to be a winner in the game of life? God wants you to be that. Christ gave his life so that you may have success. Well, then we need to learn to lean and depend upon the favor of God every day of our lives. It will make a difference between surviving and living. The favor of God that surrounds us like a shield. But there was one thing. I was looking at an article by Brother Joseph Prince, Pastor Prince, and a phrase he used just kind of caught my heart. And it says this: beat the odds with the favor of God. Beat the odds with the favor of God. Because maybe you think that, oh, this favor of God's only for Brothers Jerry Savelle or Copeland or all these big preachers or you, Ian, and I. No. It's not for us, it's for everyone. And in this article, he talks about Ruth the Moabitess. And that comes from Ruth 2:2. Let me read it to you. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him whose sight, in whose sight I may find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." Now, you've got to understand that in those days, Ruth as a Moabitess was looked down upon by the Israelites. She'd gone back with Naomi, but she was looked down. Now, some of you may feel that way, that maybe you're not had the right education, the right color, right money, whatever. But Ruth didn't let that faze her. Amen? She, instead of wallowing in the self-pity that she could have had at that time, she believed God would favor her. And you know what happened? He did. When she went into the field, she gleaned more, but there she ended up becoming Boaz's wife. She became the great-grandmother of David and is included in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ. She was not Jewish, but she was surrounded with supernatural favor because she believed for it. I want you tonight to believe for the supernatural favor of God, to beat the odds with the favor of God. I believe God wants to saturate you with the favor. He wants to surround you with the favor of God. And for Diane and I, that's what we want to get up and expect every morning. We want to see that favor surround you and for you to fulfill everything that God's got for you. Tonight as you go to bed, I want you to think about that. That God gave his only begotten son, that though people around me may perish, I shall not perish but have eternal life. The life that Christ gave his life for can be yours, but you've got to begin to believe it. You've got to begin to receive it. You've got to begin to speak it. And my encouragement tonight as you go to bed is to say, "Lord, I thank you that your faith, your favor surrounds me as a shield. I'm saturated with it. Wherever I go, I leave the fragrance of Christ, and I expect you to open doors that no man can shut. And I thank you, Father, that that's going to be so. It's an exciting time. Exciting, exciting, exciting time. As we go, is that really it? Yes, I do believe this. In the midst of chaos and disorder, God's open hand is to provide, to protect, and to watch over you. So as you go to bed tonight, I want you to, that's the last thing you remember. God loves you. God cares for you. God blesses you. Now let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to share your word on the favor of God, to see your people, Lord, who are listening to this message, know that it's going to make a difference. Know that they will beat the odds with the favor of God because of your goodness and grace, Lord Jesus. You are so awesome. You are so wonderful, and you are so majestic. As we go to bed tonight, Lord, I thank you that our sleep will be peaceful, your hand will be upon us, and your goodness and grace will be with us there as we wake up in the morning, wherever that one may be. So we give you praise in Jesus' name. And so we thank you. Thanks for watching. It's the first we're learning. Hope it comes through okay and that we can be a blessing to you. The new address and phone numbers will come up on your screen. Give us a ring. And if you're in the Robina area, we'd love to have you pop in and see us. Love to have some fellowship and visit with you. God bless. Good night. Sleep well. And we'll see you soon. Bye.